Catholic Radio now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellent teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. Welcome to another edition of Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
We've got a whole bunch of people here.
We do.
That we want to get to. And boy, before each program, we kind of talk to our guests a little bit about what we're going to talk about. And gee, I can't wait to hear this show.
A little bit of housekeeping. I know you want to talk probably at the Radiothon that's coming up.
Coming up very, very shortly. Next week, as a matter of fact.
Next week. Yeah, we've got, you know what? It seems like it takes forever for us to fill in the spots, and then all of a sudden we're all full.
That's right.
It's going to be a fun, it's going to be a great one.
It really is, and I've mentioned it before, but during most of the week, there's really only like three, at the most, people in this building at a time, or in our office suite at a time, and it's pretty quiet. We're usually busy working and, you know, maybe a phone call or something. During a share-a-thon, altogether different. We have 5, 6, 7, 10 people in the studio, a bunch of folks answering telephones and people running paperwork back and forth, and it's a lot of fun. So that's coming up next week right here on Catholic Radio. Plan on listening. It's going to be Wednesday and Thursday from 6:30 in the morning each day, till 9, and also from 3:30 until 6 in the afternoon.
So just a couple hours each day, in the morning and afternoon. Also, a bit of housekeeping. I was at RCIA last night, and someone came up to me, and I was saying, do you have the app? Have you downloaded the app on your smartphone? She said, yeah, I do, and I love it, except you've got a glitch in your program, because I can't get it all the time. And I thought, explain that to me. So as she was talking, I thought, I experienced the very same thing. So let me tell you this. If you have a smartphone, and you downloaded CatholicRadioIndy.org, and you've got the little icon, if you turn on and start listening to us, it's crystal clear. But if you get delayed or you have to run outside and get the mail or something like that, and you put your phone on pause, if you put the little icon on pause, it will pause the program. But if you come back to it, it'll jump forward to, you know, catch up with where it was 10 or 15 minutes later. However, this is the deal. If at the end of the day you do not double-click your home button and clear out all of your windows for the day, if you don't do that, the next day when you turn on Faith in Action or Teresa Tamayo at 9 o'clock in the morning, which I always did, sometimes you might think that you cannot open up the window. But that's not the case. It's just that you have the window already open, but you're not accessing that. So please, if you use a smartphone and you download the app, just as a regular habit at the end of the day or after you finish, I do it now after I turn off Catholic Radio, double-click your home button and just swipe the app out of your window.
Right.
Yeah, Jim, you said you do that all the time.
Right. Android phones have a little, looks like a stack of papers at the bottom corner of them.
Oh, okay.
Just touch that and it shows you everything that's running and you just clear it off with a quick wipe of the fingers.
Yeah, my daughter who's in college probably could have told me that, except I thought, why the heck doesn't this work? So yeah, so thank you to the listener who pointed that out, because I have had other people email me and say, your app's not working. And I thought, well, sure it is.
And if you don't have our app yet, so easy to get. Go to your app store. If Google Play Store or I don't know what it's called for Apple, because I don't have an Apple phone or an iPhone.
It's just the App Store.
The App Store.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
That's
enough.
Easy. Mm-hmm.
And type in Catholic Radio Indy. Three words. Catholic Radio Indy. We'll come up at the top of the list. You touch it, download it to your phone, and you can hear us anywhere, anytime.
Crystal clear.
Absolutely.
That's the beauty of it. Crystal clear. Our guest today on Faith in Action, we have a room full of guests. Mark and Michelle Overholt, you will remember them from the One in Christ program. Welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi,
returning,
MJ.
Returning guests many times over. And then we also have Elizabeth Kaufeld. She is the Certified Fertility Care Educator Director, Natural Choice Fertility Care Services. God bless you, Elizabeth.
Wow, can you say that again?
Three times fast. And I'm not even going to try to shorten any of that because you deserve everything that you got in that title. First, let's start with One in Christ. because I kind of want to know what's going on and where you are, because when you guys first started a few years ago, it was just in one parish on the south side of town, and you've grown. Yeah. So for those listeners who will not understand what One in Christ is, what is it?
Well, I would say that our mission is to support Roman Catholic priests in preparing engaged couples desiring to be united as husband and wife through Catholic matrimony, providing them catechesis and based on scripture and Catholic tradition and the church's magisterium, along with some practical tools on communication and finances for a lifelong and joyful marriage that is open to life. That's really our mission, is to help our priests prepare these couples for the sacrament.
So is this an option for a pre-cana preparation, like meeting once every week for 6 weeks in the home, or a pre-cana weekend? Is this like the third option, if you will, another choice?
It's up to the priest. That is how they are helping this couple prepare for the sacrament. We are approved out of the Archdiocese as one of the three retreats. There's a pre-cana, there's also Tobit, and then One in Christ. And we do it on a main weekend and a follow-up Saturday, so a 3 days that couples will come as a group. And we have witnessing married couples that present. There's a book that was written by a priest out of Chicago that goes through 10 presentations on a lot of what I just shared on the catechesis, as well as practical tips. And so they hear firsthand exactly how to live a Christian marriage, and giving them a lot of great tips in order for them to understand that. And then we've really grown into the second half, our follow-up Saturday, which is perfect for this discussion here today, where we've grown to address some things that come around on the medical side. And we have a medical panel now where these couples can ask questions and get answers directly. And then right after that, they're able to go into a breakout with these medical experts in CCL as an NFP teacher, or Creighton as a practitioner there, and we also have priests that would come, like Father McCarthy assists us as given that opportunity for the couples.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Michelle, but it seems to me that the NFP part of it, portion of it, that maybe that is the part that is unique to One in Christ, because I went through pre-cana marriage prep many years ago, 36 as a matter of fact. Next week it'll be 36 years.
Congratulations.
I know, right? And I don't remember ever hearing a talk on family planning or natural family planning or birth control or anything having to do with productive, reproductive, according to the way the church teaches. Would you say that's unique to One in Christ, Michelle?
Well, it's interesting, because originally we didn't have as much included in our seminars on NFP, but it sort of morphed and transitioned to that as we had brought in a Creighton instructor and doctor to give a little talk and some instruction, answer some questions. And then afterwards, after her talk, we saw that she was kind of bombarded with a lot of couples and asking, you know, they got in line to ask her questions, and we're just like, okay, I think we need a medical panel. And this is where we're at right now. So.
Didn't they say necessity is the mother of invention?
Oh, it's been great.
So there you go. Okay, so this is kind of a, you said it's a 1 day and then a follow-up?
Right.
Or a weekend and then a follow-up?
Yeah, the main weekend and then the follow-up Saturday. And they do go through reading this book that I mentioned before, and they'll read about the history of contraception and even the history of where it developed a long time ago, and then where even where Planned Parenthood came from, and they hear this historical part of it, and then understand the different methods. They'll read about that, because there's a variety of different NFP mm-hmm. providers are teaching of understanding that, but they also discuss on IVF and other infertility issues, but we'll address adoption and whatnot. And I think these follow-up Saturday with this discussion that we have, these questions these couples ask are just great, and they'll bring it up.
Is this something that is held once a year or every quarter or every weekend? How does it work?
Yeah, for One in Christ, we're set up that we've, in the past, and we're coming in our fifth year now, that we've done basically one a quarter, so about four a year. But based on our growth that we're going, we're looking to add another one probably in the near future here, so we'll have five per year. Yeah. So, and this is something where it comes in a group setting, so mm-hmm. we can have, you know, 20-plus couples.
You know, I wonder if you could maybe go through the pods a little bit about what you talk about, because as you're talking, I'm remembering back to ours, and it was... Ours was mostly based on relationship, relationship type, social interaction, how we fit yin and yang with each other personality-wise, and how to move forward, laying the foundation for, you know, finances, dealing with family of origin, that type thing, but not necessarily so much Christ-centered, you know, that it was a sacrament that we were entering into, sacramental marriage. And I think that that's, you're impressing me with how much you're weaving that into the pre-Cana, if you will, the process. So could you share with us a couple pods, maybe a couple?
Sure, yeah. Sure. I mean, the couples, they'll do some pre-readings before they arrive, but then we'll get into it and we will address defining what love is. And then we'll go in and addressing who the Trinity is, who God is, because all that is the foundational point for everything else that we'll discuss. Who God is both life and love. And then we'll address those, the covenantal aspects of marriage. We'll address the suffering, you know, sin and suffering, and who we are and how we were created. We'll go into then also some practical understandings of communication and tips that have come through that, like the love languages that we've talked about before.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love that book. I hope you have that as a resource.
Yeah, definitely do. Father has points in that in the book that they read about. And then we also have it on financial and just on how you view money and how you're stewardship with it.
Being a good steward. Our guests today on Faith in Action, Mark and Michelle Overholt, were chatting about One in Christ. And then a little bit, maybe the second half, we'll talk a little bit more to Elizabeth Kaufeld. I'm not going to read it off, Jim. I'm going to say, fine, twist my arm. Certified Fertility Care Educator, Director, Natural Choice Fertility Care Services. God bless you, God bless you. You know, you were talking about love, divine love, and I saw something, I can't remember where it was, but the definition of love equaled sacrifice. Mm. And I thought, you know what, I didn't hear that or see that till recently, I'd say in the last 3 or 4 years. And boy, as a mother and a wife, that hit me. Jim, have you ever thought about that? I mean, love equaling sacrifice?
Not as equaling, no.
That's kind of beautiful. I mean, they really, when you think about it, then it doesn't seem so, you know, the times that you grin and bear it and the times that you offer it up become so much more beautiful because you can wrap it up in a gift if you think about it that way. We need to take a break and we'll be right back.
Since 1968, the Motion Picture Association of America has been rating movies based on violence, language, sexual content, etc. But what if their judgment as to what's appropriate for your family is different from yours? Wouldn't it be nice to get a second opinion? Maybe one from a Catholic perspective. Catholic News Service and the former Office of Film and Broadcasting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops have teamed up to continue the tradition of giving every movie a rating, one that you might find much more appropriate for your family. Where can you find these ratings? The easiest place is right on our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. Right on the opening page, just look for the yellow Movie Ratings tab. When the kids ask, "Hey, can we go to the movies?" or you just want to go yourself, check out the Catholic movie ratings at CatholicRadioIndy.org. It never hurts to get a second opinion.
You've just found out you're pregnant. Your life is not the same, and you may be feeling alone and frightened. You're faced with so many decisions.
Right now, you need a friend, someone you can depend on and trust, someone who will listen to you and support you, someone who will stand by you. Let us be there for you. I'm Eileen Hartman with Great Lakes Gabriel Project, and we're here to help. Give us a call at 877-734-2444.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guests today, Mark and Michelle Overholt, One in Christ program. We didn't get to ask you, and then Elizabeth, we're getting to you right in just a second. Answer this question, and we're switching over to Elizabeth here. One in Christ, you said north and south side of town. So where, because I know initially it was just in one parish on the south side of town. So where is it now if couples, so you can reach Geist and you can reach it Greenwood. So tell us where they are.
Yeah. People can find more out on our website, which is www.oicindy.com. And we're located on the north side where St. Luke Parish hosts us.
Oh,
so
sure.
Parish is, you know, a priest can send those that can come up there to the St. Luke's Parish. Or Our Lady of the Greenwood has been hosting us on the south side. But it just, we get couples from all over, even from the state that come down.
And it is open to anybody that wants to come?
Yeah, anybody that's being referred by a Catholic priest that they're helping on their marriage preparation, it's open to.
So it could be that a couple hears this and says to their pastor at, you know, St. Simon's when he requires that you go through, could I go through one in Christ? So yes. So they can certainly ask their pastor. And do they have to get permission, if you will, to go through pastor permission to go through the program?
No, obviously it's up to what the priest wants to do it for, but like Father Bill Marks and St. Simon's sure. Actually send couples to us. So.
Good. Let's hear it for Father Bill Marks. Okay, now, Elizabeth, on to you. Certified Fertility Care Educator Director, Natural Choice Fertility Care Services. What the heck is all of that?
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is a mouthful. I know we're going to talk about the Creighton Method. I want you to define that. I want you to kind of compare and contrast to the NFP for a little bit down the line, Rhythm Method. But so tell us what you do, because in my mind, Creighton Method, I kind of associated with Omaha for ages. And the last time we talked about it, it was Omaha. So you're in Indianapolis, though.
I am, yes. Okay. I moved to the Indianapolis area just a year ago, and I'm really excited because our trainings have always occurred in Omaha, but for the first time we'll be in central Indiana.
That's incredible.
But what are we training people to do?
Yes, what is it? What is it?
So the Creighton Model Fertility Care System is a natural method of family planning. We teach couples how to chart the signs of their fertility, and then they can use that information to achieve or avoid pregnancies.
Okay, so you're teaching couples, or you're teaching physicians, or you're teaching nurse practitioners. Who are you teaching?
So I teach the teachers.
Okay, all right.
So our practitioners teach our clients and women, and then I teach the practitioners how to teach our client couples.
Okay, very good.
Now, are most of the practitioners doctors and nurses, or would they have to have a medical background?
So we also have medical consultants, and those are our doctors, nurses, pharmacists, nurse practitioners, midwives. The people we are training here in Indianapolis are practitioners. Mm-hmm. These are the people who are meeting with the couples and teaching them the basic charting and biomarkers of their cycle.
But you said practitioners, so are you talking about practicing, people that practice this? Are you talking about, do they have to be a medical professional to learn this in order to teach it?
They do not, actually.
So I could take, you could teach me.
I could.
And I could teach a group.
That's right. Would you like to apply?
If I wasn't so busy with, yeah.
Now, what sort of a setting is this done in? Is it done with a one-on-one setting, or is it done, you know, with a group meeting, or how is it done?
So all of our clients are taught one-on-one, so that the services that are offered are confidential and private and customized to that client couple. When we teach our practitioners, we do that in a larger group setting. Mm-hmm. And actually, our program this time is being hosted at St. Vincent's Carmel at the New Women's Center there.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, so when does that start? So maybe there's still time to sign up for it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That is occurring from November 14th to the 21st. And it is a total immersion class experience.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
61 hours of classwork. But I would say that the majority of people who go through our class think it was probably some of the best 61 hours they've ever spent. We work our students hard, but they learn a very comprehensive, they receive a very comprehensive education in the history of natural family planning, the history of contraception, the advancements that we have made over the past 35 years in particular, and then how to teach individual clients.
Okay, so I remember being given a book on, it was just called Contraception, and it was really thick, and it took it all the way back to the beginning of time, how Romans actually used contraception back in the day. It was very fascinating because it's been around forever mm-hmm. and ever and ever. Let's fast forward to today. It always surprises me that we are so concerned about eating organic food and grass-fed, you know, we only eat grass-fed meat and grass-fed chickens, free range, blah, 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 and forget the chemicals. And, well, look at our water. There's so much steroid crapola in our water, for pity's sake. Okay, and then we put a birth control pill in our mouth.
Right,
okay?
It makes
chemicals.
No sense.
That makes no sense. So talk to that a little bit, because I think that as much as we know about the pill, I think that we're going to find out in 20, 30, 40 years that people are going to shake their head and shake their heads at crazy that we ever put a birth control pill in our mouths when there were other options. So talk a little bit about the birth control pill and how the Creighton method physically, just talk to us a little bit about it, how that differs. Is this something that you can do with just looking at your body's signs? This is nothing that you do externally, right?
That's right. We don't take anything. We don't put any barriers in the way of procreation. Mm-hmm. And so we don't disrupt any of the cycles that God has put into place in our bodies to begin with. And we don't use any barriers or anything like that. So we use the signs that God has given to women to learn about their fertility, to gather information. The birth control pill is very dangerous. And I agree that probably in years to come, we will be so surprised that we ever thought it was a good idea.
You know, I often wonder, I've only seen this, I have seen it, but I haven't seen any recent statistics about breast cancer, the increase of breast cancer, alarming increase, and being linked to two things, which I think are kind of interesting, to the birth control pill and then to abortions. And I think that's kind of interesting. I think I think we'll find out more when we're one generation removed from, you know, Roe v. Wade. Our guests today on Faith in Action, we talked a little bit earlier, Mark and Michelle Overholt, One in Christ. And now we're chatting with Elizabeth Caulfield, the Creighton Method. So we've heard that before. I wish you would talk a little bit more about it's not only a way to achieve pregnancy, but also to avoid. So this is also used for fertility. So for those couples who have not been able to conceive, how is that different? How do you help them?
It's different in a whole lot of ways. First of all, the moral aspect. We want to respect the dignity of women and of marriage, the way that God created it to be. So in not putting a barrier in contraception, we also don't want to put up any barriers or alter the way that God intended our bodies to work when we're trying to help couples to achieve a pregnancy. Our methodology, when our physicians are working with our clients, if we send them on for medical evaluation, they're looking to heal these bodies and make them behave the way that God intended them to behave. Men and women were designed to have babies, and we want to help their bodies remember that they were designed to have babies. And so we want to enhance their health. It's a really different approach than artificial reproductive technology and what we find in the mainstream.
What about the name Creighton? Where does that come from?
That actually comes from Creighton University.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Thomas Hilders is our founding physician and OBGYN, still in practice, and is a professor at Creighton University and has done a lot of his research there.
Okay, so let's take a couple who has had difficulty conceiving. And so they, you know, they go to a doctor who can help them with the Creighton method, and they're assigned a one-on-one. So a nurse, a practitioner, could be a me type, because I don't
That's
have
right.
to be a nurse. Does the Creighton method ever utilize, because you said you don't take anything by mouth, it's, you know, understanding your body, do you ever suggest shots to increase fertility possibilities?
So when we're moving into the aspect of treating infertility or other reproductive difficulties, there are all kinds of different modern medicines and techniques that our physicians will use. So not taking anything by mouth would be to avoid a pregnancy. We're not taking any pills or shots or anything like that to avoid pregnancy. When it comes to helping couples achieve a pregnancy, there are lots of different ways that our physicians go about it. And restoring health is often done through use of modern medicine.
You know, I like the line that you said, reminding our bodies how, because this is a natural process.
That's right.
So reminding our bodies how to act. Sometimes I wish if you could take just a second and talk about maybe someone who's been on the pill for a long time. Sometimes 16, 17, 18-year-olds are on the pill till they maybe 31, 32, 33, and then they get married and realize, okay, I've been on the pill for 15 years. My body doesn't know how to ovulate. What's going on? So is there sometimes a problem with someone who comes to you at 32, 33 years old, and they have difficulty conceiving because of the pill?
Absolutely. It is unfortunately a story that we hear often. That these young women often in their teens are put on the birth control pill for a variety of reasons, and then find when it's time to get married and have a family that they have suffered some long-term effects of that. Our physicians are really well-versed in helping those couples, however.
Can they be reversed, though? Is this reversible?
Sure. I mean, we have great success at helping couples achieve pregnancy. And so our physicians are not only wonderful, compassionate, fantastic people, they're great doctors.
Okay, and you were mentioning St. Vincent's. There's an event coming up for training, correct?
That's right.
Okay, tell us about that. We just have a couple minutes left.
We have a few slots left. We're still accepting applications for this training coming up November 14th to the 21st.
November 14th to the 21st.
That's right.
It's a week long, and you are looking for who would come to this training?
We are looking for men or women who would like to, what I kind of consider, take a more active role in pro-life activities. This is an excellent fit for those people if they find they have some time in their lives to devote to advancing the cause of healthy sexuality the way that the church views it, and contributing to the pro-life cause as well.
This could be a huge turnout.
Now, how does someone go about signing up for that if they were interested?
I think the easiest way to do it would be to email me at naturalchoicefertilitycare@gmail.com.
Okay, and we have just a little over a minute left. What have we not covered that you wish we would have covered? We've got a little over a minute left.
I would just like to share that we're excited that the Holy Father is coming here to America on the World Meeting of Families. And as all our listeners are out there, what can you do? First is we need to pray for marriages, and we need workers for the vineyard. So we are so excited with the growth of One in Christ and sharing the gospel and how these couples are really looking for the truth, and then having this medical panel that is able to do that. We need more practitioners in this area of pro-life action, and so excited to have Elizabeth here in Indianapolis that we can train people here locally and really build up that culture of life and build up our Christian community.
Amen. 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 Awesome. Amen. Our guests on Faith in Action, Mark and Michelle Overholt, One in Christ. God bless you. Thank you so much for being our guest today. And Elizabeth Caulfield, Certified Fertility Care Educator Director, Natural Choice Fertility Care Services. God bless you. Thank you all for being our guest.
Thanks, MJ.
Thanks, you, MJ.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten by Marion University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org.
Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Remember, the Catholic Radio Indy is dependent on the generosity of our listeners and local Catholic businesses to meet our financial obligations in order to bring you the 100% Catholic programming you've come to love and expect.